Page 56. As if an unintelligible phrase suggested a million renderings to the mind, it lends a purport to a random world, a conjecture leaning upon doubtful proofs, a message misunderstood, a thought confused. Missing its aims is all that it can speak, or a fragment of the universal word. It leaves two giant letters void of sense, while without sanction turns the middle sign. Carrying an enigmatic universe, as if a present without future or past. Repeating the same revolution's whirl, turned on the axis in its own name. Thus is the meaning of the creation veiled, for without context reads the cosmic page. Its sign stares at us like an unknown script, as if appeared screened by a foreign tongue. Our code of splendor signs without a key, a portion of a parable sublime. It wears to the perishable creature's eyes the grandeur of a useless miracle, wasting itself that it may last a while, a river that can never find its sea. It runs through life and death on an edge of time. A fire in the night is its mighty action's blaze. This is our deepest need to join once more. What now is parted, opposite and twain, remote in sovereign spheres that never meet, or fronting like far poles of night and day, we must fill the immense lacuna we have made, rewed the closed finite's lonely consonant with the open vowels of infinity. A hyphen must connect matter and mind, the narrow isthmus of ascending soul. We must renew the secret bond in things. Our hearts recall the lost divine idea. Reconstitute the perfect word, unite the alpha and the omega in one sound. Then shall the spirit and nature be at one. Two are the ends of the mysterious plan. In the wide signless ether of the self, in the unchanging silence white and nude, aloof, resplendent like gold dazzling suns, veiled by the ray no mortal eye can bear, the spirits bear and the absolute potencies burn in the solitude of the thoughts of God, a rapture and a radiance and a hush, delivered from the approach of wounded hearts, denied to the idea that looks at grief, remote from the force that cries out in its pain. In his inalienable bliss they live, immaculate in self-knowledge and self-power, calm they repose on the eternal will, only his law they count and him obey. They have no goal to reach, no aim to serve, implacable in their timeless purity. All barter or bribe of worship they refuse, unmoved by cry of revolt and ignorant prayer. They reckon not our virtue and our sin. They bend not to the voices that implore. They hold no traffic with error and its reign. They are guardians of the silence of the truth. They are the keepers of the immutable decree. A deep surrender is their source of might, a still identity their way to know. Motionless is their action like a sleep, at peace regarding the trouble beneath the stars, deathless watching the works of death and chance, immobile seeing the millennium pass, untouched while the long map of fate unrolls. They look on our struggle with impartial eyes, and yet without them cosmos could not be.